Four Downs with Tom, our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bears lineman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Josh.
All right, first down. You ready?
Yes.
All right, get down in that three-point stance. You've been around this. Yeah, thank you. You've been around. You know what you're doing. You've been around this team a lot every day, even back and forth from London since they've gone back to work earlier this week on Monday. What have the players and coaches' moods and attitudes been like around Halas Hall, Tom? How would you describe the tone of the Bears locker room? Does it feel or sound like a winning bunch in there?
It does, Josh, and that's the great thing about Coach Nagy and his entire staff. They keep that sense of pride, that sense of confidence inside the locker room, on the practice field preparation. You got to fill in the voids that you're leaving by Akeem Hicks and Kyle Long, but you got to be happy that Mitchell Trubisky's back in the fold, and you know, it's just a continuous process of development as the season wears on.
Second down, Trubisky appears ready to play QB again. He's missed most of two games. You've seen him practice. You've heard what they say about it. How might Mitch be affected by trying to manage that sore left shoulder while competing against a defense that leads the league in quarterback pressures?
You know, Mitch's only concern has to be that how to make Mitchell Trubisky a better quarterback than he left 2 weeks ago. I don't think he's going to have lingering thoughts about his shoulder or his performance ability because of his shoulder. He has to go out there with a clear mind, understand the game plan, and work it to the best of his ability.
Third down, it's not just Mitch back, but Kyle Long out. You mentioned that. A reworked offensive line is taking shape. What's happening personnel-wise, and what needs to happen with scheme or execution for the offensive line to become a positive and not a negative?
Well, you said the key word. It's all about execution, and that's the everyday responsibility of the offensive lineman. It's improvement during the week, but getting your job done when you play against the opponent you're going to face. They're all going to be different Sunday. And New Orleans has a great defense, so I think there's going to be a lot that it's put on the shoulders of the offensive line because statistically it's so evident. But again, it's about everybody doing their job correctly and, you know, just doing it correctly. Keep away from any unnecessary penalties.
That makes sense to me. New Orleans, this is fourth down. We'll let you go. Comes to town. Teddy Bridgewater, 4-0, filling in for Drew Brees. What's he doing well? How's the Bears' defense best equipped to beat him?
You know, he's just working well outside the pocket. I think with Teddy Bridgewater, if you can keep him inside the pocket, make him make decision throws, and that's where you can become interruptive. You can create turnovers, possibly get into some sacks. And I think that's what you want to do with Bridgewater because you don't know what type of shape Alvin Kamara, their talented running back, is going to be in. He's got a bad knee and a bad ankle, so there may be even more pressure on the shoulders of Teddy Bridgewater.
That sounds correct. Thank you for the time this morning, Tom.
You're welcome, Josh.
We'll hear from you again Sunday along with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. You get exclusive live coverage from Soldier Field starting at noon. It's Bears Saints Sunday on WBBM. Make sure you have the updated radio.com app with Rewind.